views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 1-800-930-2819 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show app at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you live for our first inaugural show on WBLQ. So I want to ask you a question. Did you know that you can tap your way to relationship happiness? Does that sound hokey? Well, I'm telling you, it isn't. In today's show, I'm going to be talking to you about how EFT, which is short for Emotional Freedom Technique, or tapping, can transform your relationships. So whether your love or marriage relationship is unsatisfying, or you're dealing with a difficult family or business situation, EFT can help. And as you know, when we're upset by what another person does or says, we usually focus on getting the other person to change. Yet, if you've ever tried to change someone else, you know that that effort is rarely successful. Reminds me of the old joke, how many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? One, but the light bulb's really got to want to change. So, if you try to change the other, you're just compounding your problem. So EFT has you focus first and foremost on your own reactions. So listen, without further ado, I think I have to introduce you to my wonderful guest because I already made him crack up and you're wondering what that laughter was. So Dawson Church, that's who's here with me today. And he's an award-winning author whose best-selling book, The Genie in Your Genes, has been hailed by reviewers as a breakthrough in our understanding of the link between emotions and genetics. And he founded the National Institute for Integrative Healthcare, NIH.org, to study and implement promising evidence-based psychological and medical techniques. His groundbreaking research has been published in prestigious scientific journals. He's the editor of Energy Psychology, Theory, Research, and Treatment, a peer-reviewed professional journal, and he shares how to apply these breakthroughs to health and athletic performance through EFT Universe. That's EFTUniverse.com, one of the largest alternative medicine sites on the web. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my wonderful guest, Dawson Church. Are you there? We know you're there. You were cracking up.
I am all here, and I hope it's not the first time or the last time I crack up on the course of the show. I'm counting on you for a lot more laughs. I'm going to make everyone feel really good over the course of the next while, Jamie.
That's wonderful. So, you know, as long as you don't, you know, lose control of your bladder, we're good, you know?
And you won't know if I do, so.
I won't know. That's the beauty of radio, even live radio. So let's go on TV. So how long have you been doing EFT and what brought you to it?
I was a total skeptic at first. I'll tell you a funny story. I have a friend who I told the story to, so I'm not defaming him, I promise. But he's a Gestalt therapist, and I've been into Gestalt therapy for, you know, like 30 years, trying to fix my own problems. And first of all, this guy set the scene. This guy is, I'm 6'5". This guy is like 2 inches taller than I am. He's a really tall guy, and he has huge amounts of white hair and then enormous bushy eyebrows. He believes in conspiracy theories, and he drives he was driving like a 1967 Chevy Nova, with a with a bumper sticker on the back with a UFO, picture of a UFO, and the words, "Ship happens." So this guy was, he's wildly eccentric, and he told me that he was doing this new technique with his clients called EFT or tapping, and they were getting better from all kinds of problems, PTSD, phobias, depression, anxiety, and I did not believe it. I could not believe one technique could be so effective for a variety of different conditions and that people were healing that fast. So I eventually tried it myself, and I've tried it one time. I actually took the sheet he gave me with the instructions. I threw it on a pile in the corner of my office and said, "This is ridiculous." But then a few months later, I was in the middle of a personal crisis with a deal I was doing was falling apart, and I was really nervous. And I somehow found this piece of paper, tried it, and my anxiety about the deal totally went away in about 5 minutes, and I was just like, "This is amazing." And then I had other therapist friends who were telling me they were treating Vietnam veterans, they were treating people coming back from the war in Iraq, which was then just a couple of years old. So the first cohort of veterans was cycling back through after deployment there, and that these veterans were getting better from PTSD. Now, I knew that was completely impossible because if you read the psychiatric literature back then, this is like 2002, 2003, it said clearly PTSD is what they call a treatment-resistant condition that usually gets worse over time and can only be managed. That's what the American Psychiatric Association believed about PTSD. So suddenly I have these wildlife therapists telling me that, well, actually some of them very, very respectable therapists telling me that people are getting better from PTSD. And I began to look into it more deeply, and I was amazed to see that it was true, that there were good case studies. We wound up doing two pilot studies and eventually a large nationwide randomized clinical trial, and we found that 90% of veterans got better, their PTSD symptoms dropped below the clinical threshold after 6 sessions of EFT. Now, that's an absolutely amazing thing to be able to say, that after 6 sessions of any kind of therapy, that those PTSD patients just were normalized, and they stayed that way on follow-up. So that's what turned me from a skeptic into a believer, and I'm a really passionate advocate of getting this to as many people as possible, including those in relationships.
Absolutely. So now explain to everybody listening how EFT works, because there is an actual scientific basis for why it works. So could you give the little cheat sheet about that?
Totally. And the neurobiology of it is really interesting. So when you think a negative thought, when you say, for example, having a fight with your thinking about a fight you've had with your partner, in research done at Ohio State University with a famous couple, actually, Elizabeth and Richard Glaser, they've done measurements of cytokines. These are healing proteins in the blood before and after a couple fights. And when a couple fights, there's a precipitous plunge in these healing factors, wound healing factors in the bloodstream. So when you're not doing well in your relationship, all kinds of things happen in your brain, in your body. Your cortisol goes up during a fight, and your adrenaline goes up during a fight or a disagreement. But when you think about that fight later on or that disagreement, your body responds as though the fight was happening right here and now. Your body has no awareness of past, present, and future when it comes to trauma. And so when you think about a bad thing that happened to you, whether it's in your childhood or your current relationship, your body responds with a huge redeployment of internal biological resources. So you start to make lots of adrenaline, lots of cortisol. So even remembering that fight or talking about that fight later on, weeks later, can cause the spike in these adverse hormones, adverse neurotransmitters, and a decrease in beneficial ones. So that's the process going on. What happens when you do EFT? So now you're still having a bad experience, still remembering the fight or remembering even a terrible early childhood experience, a rape, some kind of a bullying, assault. So you're remembering this, and that, again, that memory is driving your body into fight or flight. You have this huge biological response to it. But when you then do EFT as well, it cancels it out, because EFT involves stimulation of these acupuncture points with your fingertips. So it's called tapping. People often tap on them or rub them. And when you do that, it sends a soothing signal to the part of your brain called the amygdala, which is responsible for sounding the alarm and triggering the fight or flight response. So your body's now getting two completely incompatible signals. One signal from remembering the fight says, go into stress, go into fight or flight. The second signal your body is getting is, I'm tapping on this acupuncture point. I feel really good. It feels really soothing to do this. And it doesn't know what to make of this juxtaposition. What it does is it prioritizes the physical signal of safety, the acupoint tapping, over the mental signal of stress, the memory of the fight or the problem. And when we break the association in our mind between the bad thing that happened, the automobile accident, the beating, whatever it might be, when we break the association between that memory and going into fight or flight one time, the body is so smart that you break the association once, it then remembers that that memory is not a threat to your current survival. And even if you remember it later on, you'll hear a Vietnam veteran talking about a terrible tragedy, and yet he is totally calm. You'll hear about a woman who was assaulted, but now she's done EFT. And it's amazing. It was one of my first experiences with EFT was watching it done on a woman who'd been had multiple sexual assaults. And I could not believe that within a few minutes, she went from being shaking, trembling, sweating, very visible stress, to being at peace with the experience, just doing this kind of procedure. So that's the way
wonderful.
It works for the body. And
it's wonderful. And I've used it, and I can attest to the truth of this. Now, one thing I want to talk about, because we're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about something that is related to how, when you're in relationship distress and you're fighting, how we trigger these adverse chemicals and how to break it. So let me just take a brief break. And when we come back, I'm going to pick up on this topic because you said so much and you speak so well. I didn't want to interrupt you. So I have to just say one thing, just to think about this and chew on this before we take the break. Every example that you've given thus far is about helping you to break the neuroassociations and the whole chemical cascade associated with past trauma. Now, couples who are in relationship distress are creating ongoing trauma. So I want to come back and talk about how we deal with that and how EFT can dovetail. Okay, so I'll be back with you in a moment.
Great topic.
Okay, I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, so take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener, so if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the archive show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking with my really wonderful guest, Dawson Church, about EFT and his website, EFT Universe. So before we took the break, Dawson, I was saying, you know, the examples that you were giving, which are so wonderful and powerful about how you can instantly break the whole chemical cascade and the trauma associated with past abuse and so on. But then I was thinking about couples in conflict, where they are constantly re-traumatizing each other because of the way they behave and the way they speak. So you could stand there and tap till the cows come home, but if you continue opening your mouth and saying very damaging things or behaving in damaging ways, you can't tap your way out of that. Would you agree?
Actually, you can. What
really?
Happens is that we recommend that couples, like my wife and I, have a rule. If there's any kind of emotional charge to any conversation, it's an absolutely cast iron rule. We never talk unless we start tapping first. You start tapping, then you start talking. If you could look at your internal biochemistry during that urge you had to say that thing to your partner or to disagree with them or to set the record straight, what's happening is you are having a flood of cortisol. Your cortisol is rising, and that feeling of urgency that I've got to set them straight, talk to them, I've got to defend myself. It's purely biochemical. It simply arises in your internal stress biochemistry. And if you tap, that will go down. We did a large triple-blind randomized controlled trial of EFT and cortisol. And we found that we compared EFT to talk therapy, also to just rest. And we found that in a single session of EFT, people's depression and anxiety dropped dramatically, but their cortisol dropped almost twice as much as with talk therapy. So if you tap, even if you're triggered by your partner, your cortisol will go down, you will feel better, and all the emotional charge will drain out of the situation. And I also want to say that usually if you're triggered by your partner, it's not your partner at all. In fact, I say in my workshops that the problem is never the problem. You're triggered by your partner because you are reenacting some early wounding and your partner is just reminding you of it. So the detonator is your partner, but the dynamite's in you.
Isn't that the best way of saying it? That's so great because, you know, they say in AA, if it's hysterical, it's historical, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to steal that right away, Jamie. I love that way of putting it. That's a great
way to express it. You know, it's so fascinating because you and I are doing the same work. You know, my book, Till Death Do Us Part, Unless I Kill You First, was published last year again by Hay House under the title Kiss Your Fights Goodbye. And it presents my conflict resolution method. And I'm talking all about the underlying chemistry of conflict in the book, right? That the fight-flight response gets triggered in men because men's bodies are biologically hardwired to be hyper-reactive to stress and danger. And it was adaptive when men were hunters, you know, and they needed to react with lightning speed to flee or fight dangerous prey, right? And that modern danger isn't the ferocious tiger anymore. It's the pissed-off wife or girlfriend. And when she comes at him and bares her teeth and berates him with criticism, his body sees danger and involuntarily switches into autonomic nervous system arousal, which triggers the fight-flight response. So we're talking about the same thing here. Now, I can see how when couples are in chronic conflict, their physiology never returns to baseline. They're constantly you know, flooding their tissues with cortisol and adrenaline and all that. So they're never, never calm. And each time then they approach a conflictual topic, they have less chance of resolving it because they are already so activated and heated and so on. So what you're doing here by cooling down the physiology gives you a chance to then not be so reactive and not do the patterned things that you usually do and say the patterned things you usually say, right?
Yes, and it's remarkable to see it in action. We did a relationship. We have an online relationship course called Tapping Deep Intimacy. And in the course of this, we got a whole bunch of couples together for a week, and we actually filmed them. And I did work with them individually and together. And some of these couples have been together a long time. And some of this video, Jamie, is really, I mean, you get chills. Just seeing it, because like one couple, long-time married couple, they had two kids, and they're on video. They've been given consent to let their video be taped and also then rebroadcast. And so he's talking about having a pornography addiction and impotence. The guy, so after many, many years,
hey, but nobody's perfect.
He is aroused by pornography.
Yeah.
I thought of her as a boiling volcano of rage. Mm-hmm. I worked with this couple, and they had this long-term conflict, and they confessed that they signed up for this course with me 6 months before, and then they decided after that to get divorced. But they'd already booked their tickets. This was in Hawaii. They pay the hotel fees. They'd already got the whole trip set up. So they said, we'll just go to this thing as one last vacation, and then we'll get divorced. So that's how they came into the counseling. In one session, and suddenly everything shifted. He regained his ability to get have an erection. Her anger dissipated, and it was absolutely astonishing. People elsewhere at the retreat said it was like they were like newlyweds again.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how even if there's long-standing conflict, this can help. Now, I don't want to present this as a panacea. You need to work at it, and you need skill in a relationship, and you need a lot of skills right. Besides tapping. I like tapping. I like EFT. It's not the be-all and end-all. So in our relationship skills classes, we teach things like heart math. We teach meditation. We teach mindfulness. You need all of those things. But if you do, you can foster a really wonderful marriage, and even in an old stale marriage, regain the sexual fire,
so,
regain
you know what?
The intimacy.
I think you've got a good combination here, because what I'm likening this to is first you stop the bleeding. Because
yes.
When the chemistry is so awry, you have to stop the bleeding. Now I am not so distressed, and all these chemicals that drive me to say and do horrible things are calmed down. But I still have skill deficits. So in the skill deficits, I have to now learn how to talk about my feelings and how to communicate my needs in a way that isn't going to reactivate this whole chemical cascade once again. Now, we talked a
Absolutely.
Second ago about if it's hysterical, it's historical. Now, obviously, all of our old wounds add fuel to the fire. And I call this the emotional lake effect, because our unconscious is constantly dipping into the reservoir of our unconscious, much the same way as if you think about the actual lake effect, where the storms gather moisture as they sweep across the Great Lakes. They dip into the lake, and as they dip in, the storm gets more force, right? So when we are constantly comparing present-day events with the wounds we suffered as kids, and we dip into the reservoir of our unconscious, we are dredging up a monsoon of emotion from all kinds of similar past events, and then now we're dumping this emotional storm on our partner. So one of the things that I find is so helpful is that we actually consciously make the link up to what hurt us, what old scar has been activated. But this is easier said than done, because the overt fight content, the thing that got the ball rolling, oh, you left the toilet seat up again, you know, you didn't take the garbage out, all that overt content acts like a smokescreen that blocks us from being aware of all the other memories that are actually being triggered for us. So I actually tell couples that stripping is the solution to this, and I don't mean getting naked. I'm talking about stripping away the overt content and drawing what I call an emotional fight map so that we just get past the, okay, let's put the toilet behind. Let's put the crummy foreplay behind us for a second. And let's just see what this incident reminds you of from when you were young. Who ditched you? Who didn't give you enough? And then you work together to heal the old scar. And you cool
absolutely
down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I say in my live workshops is that the problem is never the problem. The problem is just pointing you to the old problem, the originating problem.
Exactly.
And as long as you're projecting it outward and making it about your current partner, you are in fact short-circuiting your chance to heal. Only when you make it about yourself,
right,
do you regain the power to heal and heal your past. But the good news is, when you heal that past thing,
yep,
suddenly that behavior of your partner that so triggered you in the present no longer triggers you because
absolutely,
you remove the detonator.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the detonator is the old scar. That's the thing. And the old scar is the dynamite, as you say. So as we work, and for me, the highest and most divine purpose of our intimate relationships is to help each other heal our old scars. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
I have a 3-year-old son named Jack. He stuck his finger in a grate at the pool.
A Westerly Hospital patient story.
They decided to take him to Westerly Hospital. The ER doctors were actually on the phone with the ambulance folks. So when we got there, they knew exactly what was going on. We're both very grateful for the care that he received.
Hear more of Jack and Heather's story at whrealpeoplerealstories.org.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. I'm talking with Dawson Church about the emotional freedom technique and his EFT universe. And you were telling me during the break, and this was really, really wonderful to hear, you said that the American Psychological Association or the American Psychiatric Association, which was it, has completely approved this method?
It's really remarkable. And
right?
These new methods, of course, are powerful, but it takes a while for them to gain medical respectability. Mm-hmm. But now my workshops, for example, are approved for continuing medical education by the American Medical Association, by the American Psychological Association, and other boards like that. So doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, psychotherapists now take these classes. We seem to attract a lot of professionals to our workshops. And I love that because they're then going back and offering this to all of their patients. So, we met that milestone of being an evidence-based therapy now, and that's allowing us to drive it into primary care.
It's really wonderful. And what people can do it on themselves. That's the other thing. You start to feel like you're getting worked up, you just do the technique. Have you ever demonstrated it on the radio, even though it involves, physical actions? Do you think you could give a little demonstration?
Sure. I'll just do a two-minute demonstration, and you'll get a sense of what it does. And I wanted to use the full EFT technique, which takes about 2 minutes by itself, and then there's a before and after. But I'll just do a little bit of acupressure point tapping, which will give you a sense of how it works. So
wait a minute. Do you want to start fighting first? Should we start a fight first so that then...
Thinking about an old one will do. So if you just think about an old fight, then think about something that's bothered you, say that's happened in the last 2 weeks. Could have been a disagreement with a coworker, could have been being late, it could have been something to do with a parent, with a child. But think about something that bothered you that still gives you an emotional charge when you think of it today. So think of something, anything. And Jamie, do this yourself right now. Think of something that's bothered you in the last couple of weeks. An event. You got one?
No, that was doing a cry,
So now give the event a name as though it were a movie. If it was a movie, we play in your mind and give it a name your movie. And just give me the movie
name the
title.
Event.
That's cool.
Okay.
What's the movie title?
You want me to give you one?
Just the name.
Oh, we're going to give the movie title Website Programming Hemorrhoids.
Oh, I can relate. Okay, Website Programming Hemorrhoids. Okay, now, if you're listening to me and Jamie, think about your problem, think about your event, and give it your own movie title, okay? So Website Programming Hemorrhoids. Now, Jamie, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being totally calm and 10 being as angry and upset as can be, what number are you thinking about Website Programming Hemorrhoids right now?
2.
You're only a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't tend to get too worked up about a lot of stuff. So, you know, that's not going to be a really good demonstration for you because it's not high enough, right? Well, I could try to work myself. I could work myself. I'll say it's 5, okay? I could get myself worked up. Okay.
Good. Okay. Okay. So get yourself worked up, find your number, and then I recommend you write that number down. And there's a reason for this doing this. Also, tune into where in your body you feel that sensation. So if you're a 5, if you're a 3, if you're a 7, where in your body do you feel it? Is it in your heart, in your head, in your chest, in your shoulders? Where are you holding that? So write down the movie title, write down your number, and write down where in your body you feel that. Now, cross your hands over your heart and tap with your fingertips on your breastbone. And while you're doing that, while you're tapping, just say out loud the name of your movie.
You want me to do this? Do you want me to speak out loud for you?
No, go ahead and do that, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So Website Hemorrhoids.
Okay, now tap on the area of your hand we call the karate chop point where you would deliver a karate chop.
Right.
That little fleshy area on the side of your palm.
Right.
Tap
and you say,
and
you
say
at the same time, say the name of the movie.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter which side. You can just use your dominant hand to tap on the left hand if you're right. So I say Website Hemorrhoid.
Okay, now take 3 fingers and tap between your eyebrows.
Website Hemorrhoid.
Now tap on the side of your eye socket.
Website Hemorrhoid.
Tap under the pupil of your eye.
At the big protruding bone there, right?
Yes.
The cheekbone.
Yeah.
Right. Website Hemorrhoid.
Tap under your nose.
Right where you have to do electrolysis for the beard.
That's right. Yes. Tap under your lower lip. Website Hemorrhoids. Think of your movie.
Website
Hemorrhoids. Think vividly of your movie. Think of the worst aspects of your movie. Think of the
Okay.
Now tap on the top of your sternum, top of your breastbone, with 3 or 4 fingers.
Like the clavicle bone, right? Right,
yes.
There where the first rib.
Where the 2 clavicles joined
right,
the sternum.
Right,
right. Yeah, tap there. Say it out loud again.
Website hemorrhoid.
And tap and tap again on the karate chop point.
Oh, we don't. You don't do that under the rib thing that a lot of people do. You know where the
we do in the full EFT routine.
I'm just bridging it a little bit here. Okay, got it. Okay.
So I skipped 2 points. Okay. Okay. Now tune back into that same part of your body. Think about your movie title again and get your new number on the scale of 0 to 10, the 0 being totally calm, 10 being fit to be tied, as they say in Texas. Mm-hmm. What number are you at this very moment thinking about that same event?
It's 1.
So it's dropped by a half or maybe a bit more than a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what you'd find is if we had a room full of all the listeners here, and I had them raise their hands, if they dropped by a half, you'd find most people would be raising their hands right now. And what's happened again is we remember the event. It's giving us a signal to go into fight or flight. We're then tapping, which soothes us. And these are the end points of acupuncture meridians we're tapping on here. So we're tapping and we're combining that soothing signal with the stressful signal and the physical signal of safety is canceling out the stress impetus that old bad memory is giving us. That's what we're doing physiologically while we're doing EFT.
So now check this out. You chose an event you said that was current. If you have a relationship issue that's chronic, I imagine you could tap before you even go and speak to your partner about the issue. So you tap to calm yourself down before you bring up an ancient history issue, right?
I would work on yourself without your partner before you even go talk to your partner. Because, again, your partner is triggering you. It's all about you. So don't make your partner your therapist. Don't make your partner responsible for your healing process. You be responsible for your healing process. And so if I'm triggered, I go away and work on it without my wife. If I do that, I usually find out it's all about me anyway, and I feel fine later on. Then I can come to her feeling good.
So, see, now, this is something you're saying, take responsibility for your own history. But here's something where I diverge a little bit from you, where you say, don't make yourself your partner responsible. This is a sort of a semantics thing. I'm not going to blame you and make you responsible, but I would like to enlist you to help me in achieving a different emotional experience. Because even though we can be responsible for bringing down our trauma, in terms of having a different emotional experience, like, for example, my dad never had any time for me. And I realize when you keep checking your wristwatch when we're out to dinner, I blow a gasket because it's reminding me of my dad who always ditched me. So I can calm myself down and I can make the connection. But now I would like to come back to my partner and have my partner become aware of what it was that hurt me in the past, what he is doing or she is doing that reminds me of it, and most specifically, how you could help me have a different experience now so that I don't feel ditched, so I do feel special, because that kind of corrective emotional experience is something that we can offer each other in our relationships. So what do you think about that?
Well, that is true, and we can, and we have a very hard time once we start involving our partner too much in our own internal growth process of not over-involving them. And so I'm not even a fan of going away, doing your own work, having your own therapist, having your own EFT practitioner, tapping by yourself, working with it with a coach, working with it with a group. And then what happens is you bring a clean self to your partner. I'll give you an example.
I want to be prepared because we have to go to a break in 1 minute. So do you want to hold that example? Because it's not going to be a minute example. So, but you and I have a little bit of a difference on this point that I will acknowledge, that your kind of idea is you're an island, take care of it yourself, do it in your own EFT, do it with your own coach. And my work is, and I can see why you would be afraid if you bring it back to your partner, that you might become engaged again and activated again. But if both partners are working consciously on using the relationship, as I say, for its highest and most divine purpose, and I'm here to give you a feeling that your dad never did or your mom never did, that's a very difficult thing for us to do, to give ourselves everything that we need. I mean, we are social creatures. We do need others. Well, let me take a break, and we'll talk more about this when I return on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again. Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you. I'm talking with Dawson Church about the emotional freedom technique, and his website is EFT Universe. During the break, I was saying to you that your concern about bringing your own material, your own emotional trauma to your partner could activate a partner who's already himself or herself drowning in his own emotional baggage. And I said to you that why my method works is because I have a way to help couples dialogue about their issue in such a way that I'm not blaming you. I'm actually taking it off of you. I'm saying, you were just a trigger. And what it reminded me of is this from my past. So when you do this, you're actually bringing about a lot of intimacy and a lot of healing, because now you're my ally instead of my enemy. I'm not activating you, and you can actually understand me the way my parent didn't. And there's a deep healing that comes from that rather than activation. So that was one of the things we were talking about. We have a lot of conversation going in the break. So now I want you to talk with everybody about how you and your wife use this. Let's say, do you ever get like where an old topic comes up and then you get caught midstream and you're activated, and do you have to stop the discussion and both go off to your separate corners and tap, or do you describe it for us? Show us how you do it.
What we do is we make an appointment to do it, usually the next day, because in the heat of the moment, it's easy to let emotion rule. So we usually say, okay, let's do some tapping and talking tomorrow or the next day or Saturday or whatever. Then that day, the next day or several days later, we sit together almost always in the morning and we do a session, we tap, we talk. And with all of the emotion out of the discussion, it usually becomes way, 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 way easier to do. And sometimes when I'm triggered by something, I'll become emotionally flooded. We all know what that feels like when your brain shuts down, and it literally shuts down. What happens if you look at these primate studies? They find that if they stimulate primates and they become really fearful, really stressed, their frontal lobes a drain of blood, and the capillaries, the blood vessels in your frontal lobes, your prefrontal cortex, almost completely shut down. They constrict so much. That forces blood into your peripheral muscles, really adaptive for fight or flight, terrible for thinking creatively. So when I'm upset or flooded like that, I'll go away and do some tapping and do some self-repair without anyone else being around, because it doesn't. I'm no use to anybody cognitively if I'm upset. So that's what I recommend people do. Try to engage with your partner when that blood is drained from your prefrontal cortex. You've forgotten all about active listening. You've forgotten all about nonviolent communication and all the good therapy skills you've learned in the therapist's office. It's really hard to say anything useful to the person in that state of shutdown of your prefrontal cortex. You've got all the information there about how to make your relationship successful. It's just offline right now. But if you take yourself into a quiet space, go for a walk in nature, go pet your cat, and restore that balance, then suddenly all of that reverses. Blood flows back into your prefrontal cortex, and you can have a useful, creative, engaged conversation with your partner. So realizing this is physiological and biological, it's not that you're a bad person for feeling that way, is so vital to this, because it lets you off the hook. You aren't blaming yourself for getting angry, feeling upset anymore. You're realizing it's just biology, and it comes and it goes and it changes. So that's really what I recommend people do.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's very interesting because you talk a lot about the neural pathways in our brains, especially those pathways that govern attachment. And you want to share a little bit more about that, because this explains a lot about how trauma forms and then how that trauma gets dragged into our adult relationships.
Yeah, I talk about this a lot in the EFT manual and in my book, The Genie in Your Genes. And what happens is that early on, when we have those formative experiences, they go very deep. If you look at the brain of the evolving fetus and of the growing child, you have basically four basic brain waves, which from slowest to fastest are delta, theta, alpha, and beta. And beta is your normal waking state. You don't have a lot of theta or delta, but when you're asleep, you're all in theta and delta, and beta goes away. If you look at people under hypnosis, they're all in theta and delta. People who are in super learning are in theta and delta. People in trance are in theta and delta. And babies and young children are entirely in delta. Then they get theta, but up to about five, they're entirely in theta and delta. And so when they're traumatized that early, it's preverbal. They don't have the ability to cognitively deal with any of it, and it's going in really, 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 really deep. So those kinds of early learnings, emotional learnings, negative emotional learnings, then get carried forward into adult relationships. They're also very hard to treat with psychotherapy or anything, because they are below the level of cognition. You can't even explain them. People feel uneasy. They're reacting to other people in strange ways, and they have no idea why, because those are all in that part of the brain that is formed before memory takes root. So that's really what we're dealing with here. When you're triggered, when you're upset with your partner, the chances are it was an early childhood experience that happened before you even learned to speak, when you were in the super learning trance and your brain was all in theta and delta waves. And so you're carrying this around with you now as an adult behavior, having no idea how rooted it is in that early childhood learning. That's why we act that way, Janie, and that's why those things are so hard to heal.
You know what's so wonderful? Because when I say to my patients, if you find yourself unable to put to words what you're feeling, you know it's baby state. It's a baby pre-verbal experience. And what is so marvelously healing for my patients is being able to gradually put it to words, because that also de-escalates all the emotion and the trauma, because now I have a feeling of, I've said what hurt me so badly when I was young, and I'm helping my partner to understand it. You know, daddy left when I was so young, and when you keep looking at your watch, I think you're going to leave me, and this is what it reminds me of. And now when my partner understands and holds me, I feel as though the little child in me is actually verbalizing what was so traumatizing. Now, listen, I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you, all your websites. We have 2 minutes left, so give everybody all your coordinates, your programs, your everything.
Good. Well, the first thing I'd like listeners to do is go and download the EFT mini manual at no charge, and you can get that at the website DawsonGift.com. This is my name, DawsonGift, DawsonGift.com. That's where you download the EFT mini manual, and you will get instructions for meditation there. Very powerful, very simple meditation on that site. If you want to do our online relationship course, you go to the website. This website is for our online relationship course, 12-week course, where you learn tapping and apply it to relationships. You learn mindfulness as it applies to relationships. And that course is at tappingdeepintimacy.com. Go there now. You can enroll anytime, and we actually give you a year of coaching and changing your relationship habits there. Powerful course. Read the testimonials at tappingdeepintimacy.com/yes. You will be amazed as you see what people experience in the course of that 1 year and the 12-week course. So take a look at those two things, DawsonGift.com and tappingdeepintimacy.com, for a look at how to apply this to relationships and shift the way your brain and your body handle your relationship journey.
Okay, so in the last few seconds, do you have just one parting thought for everyone listening? Because we only have like a couple seconds. Love yourself.
Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself fully and completely.
It's so wonderful. You know, you are one of the most articulate guests I've ever had, and you really have a great sense of humor. You're so much fun. You're smart. I love what you're doing. I love your passion. My door is always open to you. You're welcome to come back anytime you want to promote something or just to say hi. You're welcome. And I just loved having you.
We just scratched the surface. So let's do it again soon.
That will be fun. That'll be really, really fun. So I'll see you next week on Ask Dr. Love Radio. And remember, love yourself. Nobody does it better. Take care for now.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com and follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and Facebook.com/AskDrLove.